Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Roy Blunt Jr. and Tom Beaudet each has 3 points. Kerry O'Connor has 2.
Kerry, so you're in third place. You're going to go first. The clock will start when I begin your question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, fill in the blank. On Thursday, President Obama unveiled new surveillance rules for the blank.
NSA.
Correct. On Thursday, Connecticut became the first state in the country to raise the blank to $10.10 an hour.
Minimum wage.
Got it. 3 members of President Obama's blank were sent home from Amsterdam after one was found passed out in a hotel hallway.
Secret Service detail.
Yes. Because of its handling of its car's faulty ignition switches, multiple lawsuits were filed against automaker blank.
GM.
Yes. A wealthy owner just claimed his luxury yacht from a Swedish harbor after leaving it there because he blanked.
He forgot where he parked.
Absolutely correct. Forgot he had a yacht. As a settlement for price fixing, customers of Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers receive credits this week for past blank purchases.
E-books.
Correct. On Tuesday, singer P. Diddy announced he was changing his name back to blank.
Puff Daddy.
Correct. This week we learned a teacher in Belgium keeps his students from misbehaving by threatening them with blank.
Justin Bieber tickets.
Game of Thrones spoilers.
Whoa.
The teacher has read all the books, so he knows exactly who's going to die, how they're going to die, where to send the raven. And for every infraction, another death spoiler goes up on the blackboard. This has proven a lot more effective than when he threatened to write down the character who gets naked in the new episode of Girls. Good round, Carl. How did Kerry do?
Kerry had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 16 points, and Kerry has taken the lead.
All right. Okay, we have flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go next. Roy, fill in the blank. First Lady Michelle Obama and her daughters fed pandas on the last day of their visit to blank.
China.
Correct. The operator of that train that derailed this week at Chicago's blank airport admitted to dozing off before the crash.
O'Hare.
Yes. A report released, commissioned by Chris Christie this week, said that there was no evidence to implicate blank in the New Jersey bridge closing scandal.
Chris Christie.
Correct. After just 25 games, all the fans who signed up to win $1 billion by picking a perfect blank bracket were eliminated.
NCAA.
That's right, March Madness bracket. After she choked on a piece of hard candy, a woman in Britain was saved when her dog blanked.
The Heimlich.
That is right.
Oh, really?
This week, the IRS announced that the digital currency blank will be taxed as property.
Bitcoin.
Yes. In a blog post on Goop.com titled Conspicuous Uncoupling, actress blank announced her separation from Coldplay singer Chris Martin.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct. An Australian man who threw his drug stash out of his 14-story window during a police raid was busted anyway when it blanked.
Bounced.
Landed on a cop's head.
Oh.
The man thought he'd be in the clear if he threw his drug Tupperware out of the window, but no. As for the policeman below, it was like that classic Weather Girl song, It's Raining Meth. Carl, how'd Roy do?
Roy had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 17 points, and Roy has the lead.
All right. Set the stage, if you would, Carl. How many does Tom need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
All right. All order.
All right, Tom, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, President Obama traveled to Rome for his first meeting with blank.
The Pope?
Yes. Treacherous conditions hindered rescue efforts after homes were destroyed by a blank in Washington State.
Mudslide.
Correct. After it paid $2 billion for a virtual reality company, stock prices for the social networking site blank fell.
Facebook.
Correct. This week, jurors in New York convicted the son-in-law of blank on terrorism charges.
Osama bin Laden.
That is right. In Michigan, the tables were turned when a large pothole swallowed a blank.
Oh, it's the pothole maintenance crew's truck.
That's right, pothole repair truck. Ooh. Astronomers announced this week that they've discovered a new blank on the edge of the solar system they've nicknamed Biden.
It's a heavenly body, and it's a planetoid, I think.
Yeah, okay, dwarf planet. We'll take planetoid, yes. The magazine Vogue was criticized this week for its cover featuring blank, blank Dashian, and blank Kane, blank.
What? I think even with all those hints, I might screw this up, but I think it's Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
That is correct.
And maybe the kid, I don't know.
Indiana police suspected a man may have been drunk driving when they found him behind the wheel blanking.
Driving drunk.
Wearing his pants as a shirt. Oh. According to the arresting officers, Brian Hill was, quote, wearing only a T-shirt, underwear, and one sock. He did have pants on, but they were on his arms. Both arms were inserted into the legs of his jeans.
Oh, boy, have we all been there.
Or as I call it, Thursday. Police say the man tried to make them think he was sober, but they could tell he was just talking out of his ass.
That's not drunk driving. That's just drunk dressing.
Carl, how did Tom do? Well enough to win?
He had 7 correct answers, so co-champions are Roy Blunt Jr. and Tom Baudet.
Good work, guys.